This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Jacob deGrom an untouchable for you if the Rangers go into sell mode? And even if they go into sell mode, I still think it would be kind of like a light sell mode. Like, I don't think they're going to, like, everybody must go. Is Jacob deGrom untouchable for you guys?
All right, that obviously has a qualifier on it.
It does.
Because what am I getting in return? That and this is what, this changes my mind about everything.
Okay.
Right now, as it stands, and listening to Sean and Bobby and RJ and Peyton's show this morning. Well, Peyton wasn't there, so it's not them. These 47 runs over, that's where you stand. That's your run difference.
Yeah.
So it's 47.
True.
Which tells you you're pretty good. You're good enough to. I did some number checking, by the way, on scores in the Rangers wins and Rangers losses. That'll come up later in the show.
Oh.
But whenever you're at that number, I think you believe if we can just score runs in the games that we've won, when we score runs, we're good. And in the games we lost, we can keep the score down. So all we got to do is figure out a way to do that. I think he believes they will. So I would say it's going to take a lot to get DeGrom from me.
And that, Alec, I don't know if you feel the same way. I will say the same thing, more or less the same thing, about Jacob deGrom and Corey Seager. For people that do want to trade him, I think if you're going to trade him somewhere and it's a place that you think is going to eat all of that money or a significant portion of that money, I think people would be shocked and probably appalled at how little you get back in return.
Yes. Also, what are their trade clause situations? How much does that matter?
So in this scenario, I don't think as much, because I would assume in these scenarios you'd be trading them to a contender and they'd be excited about that.
Gotcha.
But you're right. So I'm kind of going off the idea that, like,
imaginary.
No, it is.
We're playing some games here.
Absolutely. All right.
I like games.
So
Alec,
DeGrom and Seager, do you kind of feel the same way? Like, you can trade them, but it's not going to be what people seem to think it's going to be in terms of return.
Yeah, you see the big name, you see the star power, and you instantly think, okay, well, every single other team in Major League Baseball is going to have interest. And sure, everyone would love the idea of having a Corey Seager on their team or a Jacob deGrom on their team. But when you start talking about their salary figures and whatnot, the waters get really murky, and it's not going to look anything like you expect it to. Plus, you're just a better team, and it's a lot more fun to watch these guys when they are still on your team. So personally, just to keep my enjoyment and interest level, I want to keep them. But again, to your point, you are not going to get anything near what you expect for either of them.
Now, this one I think could be different. Go ahead and play cut number three. Is this player, if the Rangers were to sell, is this player untouchable to you?
1-2, swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Higashioka. Short has struck out. And that is 8 strikeouts for Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, untouchable.
Okay.
For eternity.
Okay. And I like...
Retire a Ranger.
I like that. I think I'm inclined. And one of the reasons is I asked you about these three in particular to start, is these three immediately jumped into my mind, as well as one other player we'll get to in a second, as probably the untouchables on this team.
That's a without a doubt, because he's more than just a dude that walks to the mound and does something. He's an attitude.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
He walks to the mound, and that's a good. This is a good question. You're in the playoff. You're starting the World Series.
Yep.
Who are you pitching game one?
You're going to hate me for this. I personally would pitch to Grom.
You're crazy.
In game one.
You're crazy. You know what? We'll ask Boach when we get a chance to talk to him.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
About that, we'll say, hey, who are you pitching in the World Series? I'm sure he's like, shut up, guys. I'm not talking about that yet.
Yes. And look, that's why he has his job and but we have this job.
I love the idea that I'm sending that guy out there to set the tone for with his attitude. I understand why DeGrom is the most talented pitcher on the planet.
Yeah.
Eovaldi is extremely talented and pitches with attitude. And that's what I need my team thinking. He's untouchable no matter what.
All right.
And Higashioka. Is that the other person you said, Higashioka?
That was not going to be my person.
He was in the clip. And I was like, oh, man, yeah, we can't trade Higgy.
Now, the other person I was going to say, and, you know, me and Hixie were kind of going back and forth about this a little bit yesterday. I do still think from the 817, they mentioned this name as well, Wyatt Langford. I also think is untouchable. Although this person said Wyatt Langford is the only untouchable Ranger. I wonder from that perspective if that individual believes this is a teardown. I guess I don't believe
it's
this
not.
Is a,
yeah. Not at all.
But if you do, I can see why you would go in that direction. Is Wyatt Langford untouchable to you? Because if you want to talk value, well, that'll bring you a crap ton of value. But I still think he's an untouchable for me.
You don't get picks.
That is correct.
You get players. You
correct.
Get prospects.
Correct.
And, I don't know if you can give me enough prospects.
Okay. Like, so that sounds untouchable.
Or like conversation of the player that you're trading me has to be so high end. Because you're right. This is a future potential star.
Yes.
And when it comes to what prospects are, we discuss this all the time. You don't know how that's why they're a prospect. You don't really have a clue what they're going to be. And, like, I could be very excited about A.J. Russell, the 6'6 pitcher that they got out of Tennessee. I could be very excited about it. Doesn't mean his career is going to turn out.
Yeah.
Right now, Wyatt Langford's showing he can play at this level, and he is progressing on a monthly basis, I feel.
Is Wyatt Langford untouchable for you?
Yeah, and I feel like it goes to the crosstalk lottery conversation. You have a very small percentage of the sum of all of those parts that you get in a return,
yeah,
equaling the machine that is Wyatt Langford. I don't think the value would match up. Even if one of those prospects ends up being an everyday player, is he going to be a multi-time All-Star? We don't know. You know, I'd rather not risk it.
Evan Carter?
Ooh.
I'd listen.
I would listen.
Okay. Because that one's a little
especially
trickier.
Especially if you want this autographed Evan Carter card that I have. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to bids on that as well.
Hold on. We're talking about players for trade. Not Corey's sweet Inception card that I guess
it's awesome.
For sale.
It's awesome.
I really didn't think it would be, but it apparently
is. We'll see if we can drive the price up on Mike or not.
For sale. That's a great point. I think I know the answer for this, but I just want to check because the 682 says Josh Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's untouchable. Okay, he's
tradable
for you. Yeah. All right. Alec?
He's untouchable for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
I don't know what I'm getting for him. Like, I don't know what his value is. I have no clue where to put it. But if somebody's picking up the phone and saying, we want Josh Smith, I'm going, I'm telling them, hold on. I'm not sure I'm willing to give this guy up. All the while seeing what they have to offer to see if it's good.
Yeah, and that I think that is a very smart negotiating tactic. So it feels like the players that we all more or less agree on are DeGrom, Seager, Eovaldi, and Wyatt Langford. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, like, we don't all agree. And maybe there would be some wiggle room for one or another of us. Is that a fair way to put it?
Simeon, that's a non-factor because of his contract, right?
Yeah,
nobody's trading for him.
I don't think Simeon would get you. I think Simeon would be a salary relief. And if you like that idea of salary relief, because then going forward, not probably not now, although you could get super aggressive at the trade deadline and maybe figure it out. But in the future, that would set you up to re-add potentially some salary. You could do that. We continue to get this question. We've gone over it a few times, but I'll throw it out again since they've been on a break as well. Josh Jung, update on him. He is meh in the minor leagues. We'll see how it goes when it picks back up. 7 of 28 with an OPS of 621.
Think about this for a second. They just brought up Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
To replace Jake Berger. Why? Because they couldn't put Josh Smith at third and first. So they said, we need somebody to play first so that Josh Smith can play third right now.
Yeah.
Because we don't trust Josh Jung right now.
It's going to take some time. We're the KNC Rats.
We don't have time, Kevin.
Oh. We got at least
we got plenty of time. Yeah, we got plenty.
I don't know about plenty of time, but we got at least one more day.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.